Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
Our guest today is Major John Dietro, United States Army, a recipient of the Bronze Star with Valor for actions with the 3rd Ranger Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment, as part of a direct mission assault, direct assault mission in northern Iraq in 2005. Major Dietro, welcome to the program. And if you could take us back to Iraq in 2005, it was a very different place than it is right now. Fresh off of Second Fallujah in late 2004 in Ramadi, and the insurgency was really in full swing then. If you could just take us back to the setting.
Yes, Tim. In 2005, it was in September. We were in northern Iraq. And the area, as you said, was the insurgency was in full swing, but also there was an extremely high concentration of foreign fighters and terrorists in northern Iraq. And the ground force commander there had asked that the Rangers would take care of some high-value individuals and within his sector there in northern Iraq. We were about approximately an hour from where they had asked us to conduct some operations. We'd been working with our intel guys. We knew that the enemy there had was the type that were not surrendering. They were going to fight, and so we were expecting that our missions there were going to be difficult. The night before the mission, I had brought my medics in, and we'd spoken and decided that we were going to increase our medical capability for the mission, and also we were going to pre-position helicopter assets that we had forward, since we'd be doing a ground mission, so we were going to drive about an hour to the objective, which meant that we'd be driving casualties an hour back off the objective. So we pre-positioned. We met with our medical guy, the medics that were involved with the helicopter evacuation, and we'd gained an agreement that they would move up to that area. We put surplus medical supplies in our vehicles, and then instead of going with 2 medical personnel, we decided to go with 3. So we were expecting, you know, that potentially we could take casualties. We knew the enemy was going to probably fight until the end, and it wasn't likely that they were going to surrender to us.
And it was a lot tougher than you expected, right? You expected casualties, but when you went in, it really ended up being quite a fight.
Yeah. We thought that there was a potential for casualties, but we were hoping, you know, we could gain surprise on the enemy and not give them the opportunity to inflict any casualties. But as we moved to that area, we had 2 objectives for the night, and when we had taken down the first objective, we had to use explosives to gain entry into the compound. And when we did that, the other objective was probably about a mile away. We were concerned at that point when the explosives went off that, you know, potentially the enemy at the other objective would be alerted that somebody was operating in the area.
So take us in when you went into your objective, the details of that day. I know right the second you went in, it really started happening.
Yeah, I really, even before we moved in, as we got off the vehicles to walk up to the objective, we were hearing from the air assets above that we had enemy that were moving on both sides of the road on top of the buildings. And so right away, you know, we want to be the guys on top of the buildings. So the enemy had the high ground on us. And as we moved to the door, the doors in the compound were locked. So we knew we'd have to blow the doors, and we blew the doors off. And as soon as we started to move into the compound, our first 2 men were shot. From there, it was a hallway that opened into a corridor, into a courtyard, and the enemy were above us in the courtyard, and then they also were hiding within what we call spider holes in some of the walls in the building that were camouflaged, so they were shooting at us from multiple directions. Quickly, because of the grenades that they were throwing down on us, we had sustained, I believe, 5 litter urgent patients, and so myself and the medics were treating the patients and then covering the patients. As the grenades would come in, we'd cover the patients, and then we'd pop up and treat them again. Our force, you know, it was nighttime. There was smoke everywhere. There were men screaming in pain, and so it was very chaotic, but the men were able to within a few minutes gain control over the enemy and give us some breathing room to treat the casualties. It was a small compound, so you figure we had 50 or so of us and 50 or so enemy fighting in a compound about the size of a half a football field, so it was pretty intense.
I would imagine. And like you said, you covered the wounded as grenades were flying around you. These guys sounded like the insurgents sounded like they were ready for you to come on in, and they were well prepared.
Yes, yeah, they were prepared, and we knew from prior intel reports that the enemy was more prepared than in other areas that we'd operated in the past. But I think we were surprised by the sheer number.
So after completing the mission, you were able to evacuate the wounded soldiers. Again, it sounds like you had 50 men, and almost half were wounded?
Yes. We had 22 wounded. Of the 22, I believe 9 had to undergo surgery. Many of us had just had shrapnel wounds. Several guys had perforated eardrums from the grenades landing next to them. So we had basically 9 that required surgery.
And so after getting them out, you yourself were wounded in the fight, correct?
Yes, both of my medics and myself.
And you got them out, and you joined in and helped perform surgery on the 9 who were badly wounded in the battle that night, right?
Right. I participated in some of the surgeries, not all, but the ones that had orthopedic injuries. Many of them developed, their extremities became swollen where they were developing compartment syndromes. So we needed to do fasciotomies, basically release the tissue to release the pressure so that they would not lose their extremities. A former instructor of mine, Colonel Jim Pickey, was the commander of the CASH there. He's a orthopedic surgeon at Brooke Army Medical Center. He had been my instructor when I went through the orthopedic PA residency. So we had already established a relationship before. We knew each other. We had taken other casualties in there prior to this mission. So we knew the doctors and the medics at the hospital well. They knew us well. And so it was a good team effort.
And all the wounded men survived, and from what I understand, several are still on duty today.
Yes. The most severe injury was a young man, Sergeant Andrus, who was shot in the axillary artery under his left armpit. We had already evacuated everyone off the objective when we found that he was still on the objective, and so the platoon sergeant and I ran back into the courtyard, and there were two individuals there, my medic, Sergeant Webster Slavens, and then Major Chris Molino, who was the ground force commander of the mission, who later received the Silver Star for his actions. They were treating him. I came up. We packed the hemostatic dressings that we used to cause clotting of artery wounds that we can't get a tourniquet on. We stuffed those into his armpit, pulled his armpit down, and wrapped his arm to his chest wall. We were able to stop the bleeding. He's still serving. The NCOs that were all injured, they're all still serving, and then one or two of the privates decided to leave the military and go on to college, and they're doing fine too. But
good.
All of them, no one lost any. We didn't lose anyone, and all of them were able to keep all of their extremities. So we're extremely lucky. I don't know that luck's the word, but we were well trained and we were prepared. The force was well-trained and prepared so that if something like this happened, we knew what we needed to do.
Absolutely. Well, you have that right, and so many of our men and women over there, I think the reason they're so successful is because of the training. Now, what have you been up to since the action for which you were awarded the Bronze Star, and what are your current plans?
Mm-hmm. Well, after that, I went back a couple more times. I think it was about 2 weeks later I got hit by another grenade on a separate mission, but fortunately another just shrapnel wounds. And then I went back a couple more times with the Rangers, and then I went up to Fort Bragg and worked for the Special Operations Community up there and deployed a couple more times. And in October I came off my last deployment, and then we moved, family and I, to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And this is the first year that we're sending a Army Medical Specialist Corps officer to the resident Command and General Staff College. So I started that in February and scheduled to graduate in December. And from there, right now, tentatively, I'm scheduled to move to Fort Sam Houston to be the orthopedic instructor for the inter-service PA program.
Well, congratulations, and Major Don Dietro, thank you very much for your service.
Thank you.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.